pass me letter S, will you?
Certainly.
Oh, boy, thank you. Staunton. Yes, Staunton. Staunton. Arthur H., the rising young forger. Yes. Harry Staunton, deceased. I helped to hang him. Godfrey Staunton, a new name to me.
But, Mr. Holmes, I thought you knew such things.
No man can know everything, Mr. Overton.
Indeed. I, for instance, am wholly ignorant of pigeon raising.
I honestly didn't think there was a soul in England who didn't know Godfrey Staunton, the finest wing three-quarter of his generation.
Wing three-quarter?
Yes.
Cambridge, Blackheath, and five rugby football internationals. Really, no?
Not in the least.
Good Lord, Mr. Holmes, where have you lived? And I suppose if you've never heard of Godfrey, you can have no idea of Cyril Overton.
Yes, well, amateur sport is a wholly different world to mine, Mr. Overton. Sweeter, healthier, but even there, it seems, there is work for me. Now, my dear sir, I beg you to sit down and tell us slowly and quietly what exactly has occurred.
It's this way, Mr. Holmes. I'm skipper of the Cambridge Varsity Rugger Team, and tomorrow we play Oxford.
Ah, an important event.
Indeed it is, sir. Now, I think I said Staunton is my best man.
I believe you did, yes.
Well, yesterday the whole team came up to London. We settled at Bentley's private hotel.
Just off the Strand.
That's right. Mm. At 10 o'clock last night, I went round to see that all the fellows had gone to roost.
Godfrey?
Is that you, Skipper?
Yes, it's me.
The door's open, you know. What is it you want, Cyril?
Oh, you know, just seeing that the team are all... Good heavens, Godfrey, are you feeling all right?
Quite. Yes, quite all right. A headache, that's all. Nothing a good night's sleep won't put right.
You're white as a ghost, old man.
Oh, am I? Well, perhaps I'd best turn in, then.
That's it. Plenty of sleep to keep a team fit.
You will be fit, won't you? Oh, yes. Right as a trivet in the morning, Skipper. Count on me.
And that's the problem, Mr. Holmes. We all do count on Godfrey. And this morning his room was empty. His bed had never been slept in, and his things were all left just as I'd seen them yesterday evening.
And you have had no word from him?
Not a thing. I don't believe he ever will come back.
Why do you say that, Mr. Overton?
It's difficult to explain. Godfrey was a sportsman. Right down to his marrow, a sportsman. He wouldn't have stopped his training, let down his team and his skipper, unless for some cause that was stronger to him even than the game.
Yeah, so what have you done?
Well, I wired to Cambridge. There was a late train last night.
But he did not take it.
No one has seen him at any rate.
And then you went to Scotland Yard?
I wired first to Lord Mount James.
Why so?
Godfrey is an orphan. And the old boy is his nearest relative, his uncle, I believe.
One of the richest men in England.
Well, yes. Godfrey is his heir, in fact. The old boy is nearly 80. Cramful of gout, too. They say he could chalk his billiard cue with his knuckles.
An advanced case, indeed.
Yes, this throws new light upon the matter. Do you believe your friend's agitation last night could perhaps have been to do with money?
I really couldn't say, Mr. Holmes. Even if it was, he wouldn't have had much chance of getting it from his uncle. The old man has never allowed Godfrey a shilling in his life. I hear he is an absolute miser.
Do you think Mr. Staunton might have gone to Lord Mount James?
I haven't had any reply from the old boy. But Godfrey isn't fond of his uncle. He would certainly not go if he could help it.
Yes. Oh, excellent. Well, it happens I have a clear day. I shall be happy to look into the matter.
Will you wish to step round to the hotel?
In good time, Mr. Roberton. First, please tell me if anyone observed Mr. Staunton after you left him last night.
Well, he was what you'd call a rough-looking chap, sir.
Not a gentleman, no.
But nor yet a working man, either.
A Londoner?
Yes, sir.
How old would you say he was?
Oh, 50 or thereabouts, give or take a few years. Had a beard, sort of grizzled beard, quietly dressed.
Do you know of such a man among your friend's acquaintance, Mr. Roberton?
I should say not.
Came up to my cubbyhole and asked for Mr. Staunton.
By name?
Yes, sir. He said he had a note for him. Well, in case the young gentleman had turned in for the night, I took it straight up to his room.
Come in.
Beg pardon for disturbing you, Mr. Staunton. This note has been brought for you, sir.
Oh, merciful heaven, no.
It's a chair, sir. Here, sit down, sir. Glass of water. Would you like me to go and fetch Mr. Overton to you, sir?
No, Porter. I'm quite all right now, you know. I should be most unhappy to have the skipper disturbed for this. It is really nothing.
Well, as you wish, sir.